This call is being recorded.
Okay, welcome everybody. First of all, I express my gratitude to each one of you for being on the call with me this evening. Thank you for supporting this event. Thank you for taking on your health. And thank you everyone who is a Taffy grad for being on this call. And if you're just coming on, I welcome you as well. And thank you to those who have invited others to be on the call. I'm Donna Roth. And I am the author of Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, and that book has sold over 5,000 copies. I'm so proud of that. There are so many people that have decided to take on their own health, no matter what degenerative condition they're dealing with, no matter what diagnosis they have been given. They are taking action for their health, and that's what this call is all about. It teaches you how to take action for your health. I have some announcements that I want to share with you. So if you happen to live or you have people that you know in the Kelowna, BC area, we have Professor Cindy Clement. She's a professor at a university. She's a master of nutrition, and she will be our guest speaker sponsored by Nature Sunshine. And her talk is on authentic essential oils and the new metabolic weight loss cardio kit. She will be in Kelowna on Wednesday, November 16th at the Ramada Inn at 6:30 p.m. Then she will be in Vancouver on November the 18th, Friday, at the Holiday Inn Express in Metrotown, Burnaby. And so what can you expect? You can expect free smoothies, free giveaways, free education. And if you bring a guest, your name goes into the big draw, the big $500 draw. The next thing I want to say is I am now taking registrations for Taffy Team 31. Taffy is an acronym that stands for Taking Action for Your Health. It runs via teleconference calls. 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week for about 8 weeks until all 32 lessons have been covered. And within that time frame, you commit to taking on your health, to exercising, to doing ionic breathing. You get and receive a 5-minute lesson that's verbally presented to you by me as your leader. And the last 5 minutes, you also report your accountability, express gratitude, and you are also doing a 1-day bowel cleanse, a 1-day kidney flush, a 3-day liver cleanse during that time, and perhaps, if you're comfortable, even a gallbladder flush. And so if you are interested in Taffy, I recommend it highly. We have several Taffy members that are present with us this evening. I'm so happy to have them here as my support, my backbone. And if you're interested in doing the Taffy course, it's a doing project as opposed to just a course of information. Please identify yourself. Let me know via my phone, 250-764-2852, or you can go to my website, www.donnaroth.com. Okay, so this evening I have somewhat of an agenda that I want to share with you. I want to present to you some researched information that I want to share with you, and then we'll move into discussion of cancer, what it is, identifying different areas of injury and inflammation, and talking about elimination, circulation, and infection, and then moving into the program for cancer. So once again, thank you everybody for being on the call, and if you would be so kind, if you have any background noise, you could press the mute button on your keypad so that there is no background noise. Thank you for this, and I'm going to move into starting our session this evening. So I want to start off with presenting some research to you. In November 2015, University of Chicago researchers wrote that giving mice Bifidophilus bacterium, which normally resides in the gastrointestinal tract, was as effective as an immunotherapy in controlling the growth of melanoma. Very cool. Scientists are at last waking up to the fact that the answer to cancer lies in harnessing nature's powers, not in slaughtering every living thing in vain and trying to eliminate cancer down to the last cell. In the second study in the same month, scientists in France found that some bacterial species activated a response to immunotherapy. Fecal microbial transplantation, which is another fancy word for poop transfer, from humans to mice confirmed that treatment of melanoma patients favored the outgrowth of the Bacteroides fragilis with anti-cancer properties. Another pharmaceutical study said that it had discovered a bacterium that produces a response comparable to that of an immunotherapy in animal tests for breast and lung cancers. And so one scientist stated, quote, "To therapeutically influence the microbiome long-term in humans is a big hurdle. However, the microbiome is very stubborn. Everything we've done so far has had only a temporary effect." End of quote. So why are they having a hard time changing the microbiome? Here is the answer. That's because you cannot change the microbiome without changing your diet. And I want to share this quote with you. "People eat junk food without batting an eye, but offer them something healthy and they become researchers." And what do we commonly hear about herbs, herbal programs, is where is the science behind it? Here's what else I am going to say about this. Where is the science behind broccoli? Are you telling me if there's no science behind broccoli, you shouldn't eat it? What we do here in addressing cancer is simply common sense information. I want to move into some other studies that I want to share with you. And here's another headline, which is interesting. Most cancers are not found until autopsy. That's because they never caused any noticeable symptoms. 30 to 40 times as many cases of thyroid, pancreatic, and prostate cancer are found in autopsy than ever presented to the doctor, according to a study cited in top British medical journal Lancet. Early screening often leads to unnecessary treatment. And 33% of autopsies showed prostate cancer, but only 1% died from it. Another study in the Journal of American Medical Association of 223 patients concluded that no treatment at all for prostate cancer actually was better than any standard chemotherapy, radiation, or surgical procedure. I want to now move into another documentation. It is well documented that tumors can be encapsulated for an individual's entire life, never becoming active. First of all, by the time any lump is big enough to be detected, it has usually been there for at least a year, maybe several years. So what's the rush? Why not see how your body handles it, unmodified by human experimentation? Do the PAPA program and find out how you can overcome your own cancer just by using therapeutic nutrition. If that lump remains unchanged over time, chances are the encapsulation can eventually be reabsorbed or at least permanently walled off. Before the 1960s, cancer in children was virtually unheard of. With the skyrocketing number of vaccines and drugs given to children, and the proliferation of snack foods and processed foods in the child's diet, by the year 2000, we have the astounding figure of 89.5 deaths per 100,000 population for all types of cancer combined below age 19. Cancer is now the second highest cause of death in children, second only to accidents. Most cancer patients in this country die of chemotherapy. Chemotherapy does not eliminate breast cancer, colon cancer, or lung cancer. This fact has been documented for over a decade, yet doctors still use chemotherapy for these cancers. And this is by Dr. Levine from The Healing of Cancer. I want to now move into a discussion of cancer. First of all, let's try to define it. Let's try to understand what it is. Cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell growth that happens and starts when there is an injury. But the repair of that injury is not made due to an oxygen deficiency and a nutritional deficiency. And the cell walls in that toxic injured area become mutated by a fungal infection. So for cancer to occur, several things have to be in place. Number one, an injury. One thing we must know is that cells don't randomly replicate. They replicate for a reason. They replicate to repair an injury. Dr. McDougall, who studied the pancreatic cancer of Steve Jobs, said this, quote, "Cells have rules. They don't divide of their own free will. Cells only divide when there is a wound, and they divide to repair the wound." End of quote. Well, in order to repair that wound, they need nutrition. So, for cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. Healthy cells simply cannot replicate unless all the required nutrients are in place. And please don't tell me that you can get all the nutrition you need from the foods you are eating, and that's all you need, that you don't need any superfoods or supplements, you don't need minerals, you don't need herbs, and so on. Here's what I say about this. If you had had enough nutrition in your body in the first place, you would not be diagnosed with cancer, diabetes, heart disease, MS, Parkinson's, and so on. Next one. For cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. Without oxygen, oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells simply cannot take place. Something is stopping the oxygen from getting to that injured area. And the answer to that is it's toxicity. So for cancer to occur, there is toxicity in that injured area to the point that the lymphatic system can no longer clean out that toxic debris that is causing that inflammation. And for cancer to occur, there is an infection. The toxic debris accumulation leads to a fungal infection. I'm going to start off with the bottom line. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, the end result is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result is infertility. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of fat cells, the end result is obesity. I think you have the picture. There is a common thread to all disease conditions. So let's start off by discussing pillar number one, which is injury. Cancer starts from an injury. That was even well known and actually taught by medical doctors even 100 years ago. I have documented evidence of that in the medical textbook of general pathology by Dr. Ziegler, 1903, who taught this to doctors in universities. Quote, "The causes of the tumor formation may be a single injury, a blow, crushing, fracture, as well as repeated mechanical irritation such as rubbing, scratches, etc." End of quote. Let's move into understanding the kinds of injuries. So number one, we know that injury could be a physical injury, such as a fall, an accident, and so on. But let's move beyond that. Exploratory surgeries can cause injuries. An infected organ can rupture, causing an injury. You can have a kidney stone, and if you don't address it, it can injure the urethra. A gallstone can injure the bile duct. And many of my students in TAFI choose to do the gallstone cleanse. They clean out their gallstones by dissolving them, and they move out quite freely and easily. Mammograms cause injuries. Biopsies cause injuries. Radiation burns or sunburns can cause injuries. Chemotherapy causes chemical injuries. Root canal procedures can cause injuries. Various drugs can cause gut permeability, lead to leaky gut, and injure the stomach walls. There are anti-nutrients present in present-day grains called lectins that poke holes in the gut membrane and cause leaky gut injuries. There are phytates present in present-day grains. They deplete vitamin D3. They deplete many minerals, thereby leading to injuries in inherently weak, vulnerable internal organs. Toxic debris can invite viruses, as in human papillomavirus, which can cause an injury to the cervix. And if you happen to be in the Vancouver area and you're coming to our event on November the 18th, you will probably meet Pearl. And she will talk about how she overcame her cervical cancer. Toxic debris can also invite infections, such as hepatitis. And that can cause injuries. An injury can come from a nutritional deficiency. Agricultural practices today have interfered with our plants' abilities to pick up raw elements from the earth and convert them to bioavailable minerals through the process of photosynthesis for us to use and assimilate. With that interference, our foods today are very deficient in nutrients. And it has been scientifically quoted that 10 tomatoes today, or you would have to eat 10 tomatoes today to get the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. All of our foods are sorely depleted in all kinds of nutrients. And that's very well documented, and I quote that in my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury. Even Antoine Bichamp in the 1860s, fabulous, wonderful scientist, he said, "A deficiency of even one mineral element allows morbid waste matter to accumulate." Imagine if you are missing even one mineral, what starts to happen? Dr. Linus Pauling, 1970s, he said this, quote, "You can trace every diseased ailment to a mineral deficiency. Mineral deficiencies cause injuries. You might be deficient in omega-3 fatty acids. Why are they so important? Omega-3 reduce the amount of oxygen, or I'm sorry, a lack of omega-3 means there is lack of oxygen getting to the cells, and that can cause an injury to the cell walls. There was a study done with a certain breed of cats that were induced with cancer, and they were fed high amounts of omega-3 oils and iron. The oxidation process of the cancer cells was so rapid that the cancer cells were exploding, and the cancerous tumors simply shrank to nothing. Next one, drinking alkaline water or ingesting baking soda causes injury. The stomach secretes hydrochloric acid to digest and convert proteins into their amino acid components. Alkaline products neutralizes hydrochloric acid in the stomach, with the consequence of inadequate amino acids. If there's not enough amino acids, then injury repair cannot happen. I remember and I recall a lady coming to my office once. She was covered with all kinds of skin blotches, and she had no idea where it was coming from. Neither did I. And through conversation, she finally asked me, could this be from the alkaline water I am drinking? She had been drinking alkaline water 24/7, 365 for 2 years. And that was the consequences of alkaline water. She stopped, did the program, and that all cleared up. Dr. Halder Clark wrote a book, Cure for All Cancers, and she showed documented evidence that there is a parasite in every cancer case. That makes sense to me. If there is an accumulation of toxic debris, guess what? The parasites are invited. So just imagine the prostate, which is a particularly vulnerable area for parasite infestation, if there happens to be an accumulation of candida. So the parasite can cause an injury to the membrane wall of the prostate area. Dr. Versendahl, Simoncini, and Lustig stated that cancer injuries can be caused by candida yeast in the body. Candida yeast is fed by sugar, starches, antibiotics, and various drugs. And what does candida do? It grows a tendril structure, like roots, that poke holes in the gut membrane, causing leaky gut. And then that candida escapes into the bloodstream to make the blood sticky and heavy, and it impedes the flow of oxygen and nutrients to all the various organs and tissues of the body. If that's not bad enough, candida produces xenoestrogens. Women often have estrogen-dominant cancers, so they end up with cervical cancer or breast cancer and so on. And no one ever teaches us that candida produces those xenoestrogens that feed the cancer. Xenoestrogens are also known to destroy the function of the thyroid, and that thyroid is responsible for metabolism. And that thyroid is responsible for iodine sources, which are necessary to eliminate and get rid of radiation. Xenoestrogens also scramble up all the hormones, and they're the misery behind PMS, menopause, and infertility. And these xenoestrogens from candida also weaken the collagen production of the membranes and weaken inner inherently weak membranes and tissues. Low body temperature can result in injury. Low body temperature slows down blood circulation, and the oxygen cannot reach the vulnerable areas. Lowered oxygen means microbial infestation that leads to cancers Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, diabetes, heart attacks, depression, and so on. Here's a big aha for everyone. Cancer cannot live in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees or 37 degrees Fahrenheit. I also want to mention Nobel Prize winner Dr. Metchnikoff in 1908. He stated that aging is caused by toxic bacteria in the gut and that lactobacillus prolongs life. Guess what he did? He drank sour milk on a daily basis. Sour milk is a good dose of probiotics. Lack of probiotics is a bad microbiome in your intestinal tract. We need probiotics on a daily basis, and by eating those sugary, starchy foods, we are destroying the probiotics in our intestinal tract. Dr. Bernice Eddy discovered vaccines to be a direct contributing factor to cancer. In the 1950s, she worked as a scientist in a lab, and she injected hamsters with a kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured, and she discovered all of these hamsters were getting various cancers. She immediately reported this finding to her colleagues and warned them if they were to institute the vaccine program into our society, there would be an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. She was fired. We have an epidemic of cancer. Not too long ago, a lady came to see me with massive, huge problems. Muscle deterioration, no energy, profuse sweating. She had gone to many doctors, many practitioners, and no one knew what her problem was. Within 5 minutes of questioning her, I knew exactly where the problem was coming from. She had had a tetanus shot. Sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. Think about it. If it can rob enough calcium and minerals from your teeth to cause cavities, what do you suppose sugar is doing to your organs internally? Way back in 1926, Dr. Fibiger, he's also a Nobel Prize winner, he watched rats in a sugar warehouse get cancer. And he repeated this observation in a laboratory setting where he, in fact, proved that sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. Again, Dr. Otto Warburg, another Nobel Prize winner in the 1930s, proved that fermentation of sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. Injuries can also come from toxic heavy metals and toxic chemicals, such as mercury from fillings in your teeth, mercury and aluminum phosphates, which are found in all vaccination and flu shots and tetanus shots and so on. And these toxic heavy metals and chemicals get into the bloodstream, make the blood sticky and heavy, lead to inflammation. They impede blood circulation, and they eventually can lead to serious injury. Dr. Hamer, he stated that injuries can come from strong negative emotions such as anger, unforgiveness, depression, hatred, and so on. All of these emotions cause an overload of toxic acids. We've all experienced it in that state of anger. We can all feel that acid brewing up in our solar plexus, in our stomach area. And what do those acids do? They eat away at membranes of internal organs. So one thing we must know is that cancer starts from an injury and requires a framework of therapeutic nutrition in order to repair and heal that injury. What happens when there's an injury? Whenever there is an injury, the brain sends a message to the injured area, which is called current of injury, and it sets up an ionic field or maybe an electromagnetic field in that injured area that triggers the stem cells into action. There are stem cells in every organ and gland of our body, and their purpose is cell replication. So, now we have an injury, the stem cells are triggered into action, and they initiate the process of cell replication to repair the injury. Now, in order for them to replicate healthy cells, they require certain fundamental building blocks. We all know what they are. Minerals, amino acids, vitamins, essential fatty acids, phytonutrients, and so on. If all of these building blocks are present in abundance, then healthy cell replication can take place, and these cells repair the injury. At the point that the injury is repaired, the whole process of cell replication stops, the stem cells go to rest, and the current of injury stops. But imagine what happens when one building block is missing, when minerals are missing. Then healthy cell replication cannot take place, and that current of injury will continue. So one of the keys in putting cancer to rest is to stop the current of injury by feeding our body plenty of minerals, essential nutrients, omegas, and so on. Let's move into inflammation and elimination. Inflammation starts from leaky gut. I have mentioned candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, various drugs. They poke holes in the gut membrane, and they cause leaky gut. And these toxins then escape through the holes in the gut membrane into the bloodstream. I've mentioned toxic lectins that get into the bloodstream. Now, because there are holes in the gut membrane, food, before it is fully digested, is now escaping into the bloodstream. And I know blood analysts pick up undigested protein particles, undigested meat particles in the bloodstream. I am here to say meat is not the problem. It's lectins from grains, it's antibiotics, it's heavy metals that poke holes in the gut membrane. There's holes in the gut membrane, and that undigested proteins now escape through the holes into the bloodstream. So there's a commonality that says we must stop eating meat when we have cancer. I totally disagree with that. Meat raises body temperature. We need to raise our body temperature. Now that we have all these unwanted residues of toxic debris in the bloodstream, that makes the blood sticky and heavy and puts a stressful impact on the walls of the capillaries through which the blood flows. And such a weight on the capillary walls causes the tiny holes in those walls to dilate, thereby allowing the escape of this toxic debris, those lectins and heavy metals, undigested food particles, and so on, to move out from the blood and start to accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. The blood also has blood plasma proteins whose job it is to transport oxygen, nutrients, and water to all the cells and tissues. And these blood proteins leak out through the capillary walls. And they attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So now you have an accumulation of toxic debris, trapped blood plasma protein, sodium, and water. That creates a swelling, which is the first process of inflammation. Your body is amazing. And if you have a healthy lymphatic system, that lymphatic system will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and return them back to the bloodstream via the subclavicle valve, which is adjacent to the neck area. And the lymph, which is the salty, fluty part of the lymphatic system. It will take the excess sodium and toxins and dump them out through our natural elimination channels. This is where elimination is critical. Elimination channels are the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. That's why when we do taffy, we do a one-day bowel cleanse, we do a kidney cleanse, we do a liver cleanse. We're looking after the elimination channels. But imagine what starts to happen when that lymphatic system becomes overloaded by debris from our use of drugs, acids from emotions and stress, infection and heavy metals from teeth and vaccinations and flu shots and toxic chemical residues and so on. It starts to malfunction. And so now we have all of this trapped blood plasma proteins and toxins. And over a period of time, there's a buildup of chronic inflammation where now essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach that injured area. When the oxygen level to that injured area drops to below 35%, this is documented by Dr. Otto Warburg, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer happen. And if there is an adequate amount of sugar in that injured area, oxidation flips into fermentation, and that fermentation process produces more acids, more ammonias, and it's a perfect breeding ground for microbes, bacteria, yeast, parasites, and fungus to take place, because all these things are there to gobble up all of this toxic debris. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication, it genetically defects the cells as they replicate. So now we start to understand that genetic defects in cancer do not come from inherent birth defects. Please, women, don't line up to get your healthy breasts cut off because somebody told you you have a genetic predisposition to breast cancer. Not so. Start to understand that genetic defects do not come from inherent birth defects. It is the fungus that gets into the stem cell line and genetically defects these cells. So now we have a continuous replication of fungal mutated cells that cannot repair the injury. And that continuous replication of mutated cells, we give the name cancer. And if we understand that cancer is an out-of-control growth that happens because there is an injury, and that injury is not repaired due to a nutritional deficiency and an oxygen deficiency, and there's a toxic accumulation that gives rise to a fungal infection, I know, you know now, that we can, number one, prevent cancer from happening in our body. Number two, we can reverse the whole cancer process and overcome it. So what do we do to overcome cancer? Well, number one, we stop feeding it. We eliminate all sugars and starches and yeast products, grains, and anything that's sugary, alcohol, and pop. We eliminate that. We stop eating those foods. They cause inflammation. Number two, we eat the right foods, grass-fed meats, fish, seafood, eggs, all kinds of vegetables, walnuts, seeds and berries. Berries are low sugar, low glycemic, and high antioxidants. But even if we're eating the right foods, we do not have enough nutrition in our food. This is food 2016. This is not food 1940. So this is where we resort to superfoods. and we put them in a smoothie. So what do we put in our smoothie? Chinese mineral chi tonic for all the missing minerals, and also tonic herbs to feed your glandular system to give your body the energy it needs. Also to give it the electrical energy that it needs. We can use Collagen Plus, which is the collagen powder. It's a collagen powder. And if you recall, it's Candida that destroys the collagen in our tissues and organs and glands. We can add Green Zone for extra phytonutrients. We can add aloe vera juice. We can add Solstic Energy, which is Korean ginseng, green tea extract, grapeseed extract, and guarana, which is excellent in breaking up the agglutination of the blood. We add Flax Hall Lignans, which binds toxic xenoestrogens scientifically documented. One tiny scoop of flax lignans is equivalent to 2 gallons of flaxseed. You could never eat 2 gallons of flaxseed a day. You take the flax lignans. And the next thing we do is we take a super omega-3 to make the cells pliable. So oxygen can move in readily, and toxins can move out. We take extra vitamin D3 to replace the D3 that is being lost by phytates that we find in present-day grains. We address inflammation. The one thing we must do here is start to understand where the source of your inflammation is coming from. In other words, where is the poison that causes the inflammation? Where is it coming from? We need to identify that. And this is usually when you will need my help. So you can do one of two things. You can do a consultation with me, or you can register for my taffy class. We also drink lots of water. We are about 78% water. We want to flush it out, and we put chlorophyll into that water to help things flush out through our kidneys. We add colostrum on an empty stomach, gets into the bloodstream to bind toxic lectins, scientifically documented. We have a designer protease plus enzyme, which we take on an empty stomach. It gets into the bloodstream. It cleans out undigested food particles, undigested protein particles, and breaks up the outer protein coating of cancer cells. And you take my very favorite combination of herbs called Cat's Claw Herbal Combination, which is known to open up the lymphatic system so that toxins can drain out through the elimination channels. And we activate all elimination channels. So we can use a combination of herbs called Body Detox. Or if we just need to work on the bowels, we can use a combination of herbs just for the bowels, which is called LBS2. We may want to do the one-day kidney flush. We may need to do it several times to activate and get and cleanse the fluids in our body. And we want to increase circulation, clean out the blood. This is where we use the most incredible oral chelation tablet I have ever witnessed, and it's called MC. It cleans out heavy metals like lead, iron, mercury. It cleans out metabolic wastes. It cleans out toxic triglycerides, and then it increases oxygen flow. And then we address the fungal infection. We use antifungal herbs. My favorite is pawpaw, P-A-W-P-A-W. It grows in eastern United States. and the twigs of the papa tree are picked in May. And I know the leaves are also, and there's an active ingredient called acetogenins that are extracted from the twigs and the leaves. This papa was studied by Dr. McLaughlin for over 20 years. He found papa to be almost 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. I'm hoping you heard what I said here. 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. Why are we using chemotherapy? What does papa do? It inhibits sugar from reaching the cancer cells to feed them. It inhibits and cuts off the growth of the blood vessels that carry the sugar to the cancer cells. And papa gets right into those cancer cells and causes cell death called apoptosis. We also want to increase stem cell production. Here's our stem cell transplant recipe. You use the herb called astragalus, scientifically documented to increase stem cell production. And it's found in cat-squaw combination. We can get it in separate capsules, and it's also found in the mineral chi tonic. And then we can also use silver guard. Silver guard also is known to produce healthy stem cells in the bloodstream. To discover the success stories of people who have taken on their own health. This is the day and age that we need to take responsibility for our own personal health. No doctor can save your life. You can save your own life. I can educate you to and help you to do that, but you must take it on. I do smoothies every single day. I have done them for over 30 years. I understand the importance of those superfoods to the health of my body. And I intend to take them for the rest of my life. There are not enough nutrients in the grocery store bought foods that you are presently consuming. So my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, houses almost 60 success stories, and I have a whole lot more. And oftentimes we have guest speakers that have come on the call, and maybe I could just recall some of them. We had Gail on our call. She overcame breast cancer. We have had Shauna on this call. She has overcome breast cancer, and she was in her late 20s when she was diagnosed. She was told she'd never have children. Okay? She did chemotherapy. So did Gail. It didn't work. Because you get cancer, the cancer comes back. That's when she resorted to nutrition, using it therapeutically. And she overcame cancer. Today she has two babies. They're not babies anymore, but they're under five. I'm so proud of Shauna. And we've had many other people speak on my teleconference call. So I'm just trying to recall. We have Juanita. She's coming to our seminar in Kelowna. She's overcome uterine cancer. We have Gary. He lives in Kelowna. He's in my book. His story is in my book. So is Juanita's. He overcame lung cancer. And there's a whole list of people who have bravely become those courageous Christopher Columbuses. They did not believe that the world was flat. They did not believe that there was no such thing, there was a thing as no cure for cancer. You can overcome your own cancer. And I'm only here to educate you and help you to do that. So with this, I'm going to turn the recording off and open it up for questions and answers.